Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
But it's a revolution of morality. What's at stake here is what is moral, what is right. And so everybody's fussing about what is moral and is right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is right and this is wrong. This is moral and this is not. That is the main revolution that's really going on right now. And it's a revolution of finance stability, a revolution of sustenance. So the way we eat and deal with food and grow food and transport it and all that kind of stuff is changing. The way we deal with our moral structure and how we do that is changing on a national level, because the Ronald's is nationality, right? The way that we deal with finances and the financial upheavals that keep going on is changing. That's why we're switching to cryptocurrency and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Ronald's, I told people to invest in cryptocurrency before Orion's got into Taurus, see? So they can reap the benefits of having invested in cryptocurrency. Had that happen, you have some money like I did with that. So you know, on, that square now that we're going to have soon, all right, with Jupiter. Mm-hmm. When Jupiter goes in, there's a square by degree, but it's also when Jupiter goes into
Aquarius,
okay? It's going to be serious, because Jupiter in Aquarius represents the exacerbation, the expanding of a revolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that is a global Jupiter revolution. Okay? So that's what we're looking forward to with that. But we're also looking forward to justice. We're also looking for justice to expand globally. My hope is that when Jupiter starts to transverse Aquarius, we come up with a universal constitution, a constitution of humanity.
The internet. It's going to happen through the internet. They're going to want to make us all together through the internet.
What does revolution look like as far as you're talking about?
Jupiter and Aquarius, I think he meant like the revolution.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, what would a revolution, worldwide revolution, look like?
I agree with the young lady. It's going to be a revolution online.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why they're trying to put so many rules in place about what you can say and what you can do online, a lot of the online policing, because they're going to break things down globally to know nodal astrology. Oh, not nodal astrology, nodal internet, meaning that you have to purchase the internet of your city as well as your state, as well as your city. And if you don't have all three, then you don't have access to everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they're attempting to do now. Okay. And then you may have your personal intranets that you can create yourself, you know, where to store your own. So that's why the cloud-based technology is around. The cloud-based technology is going to blow up. So if you into investment, invest in that.
Actually, y'all are talking about Marcus's Ville right about now.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Okay. So that's about to blow up.
I'm in the IT field. Yeah.
That's about to blow up in a year or so. Definitely. So, but I think it's more of a revolutionary change of how the internet is done and how it's facilitated. That's what we're going to go. And then the square represents them charging you the finances. Like, oh, you want this information still? You
got to pay money for it.
We have to pay more money for it now. You know, so that's how I see it as far as that revolution going on. What revolution looks like to me, what I desire revolution, isn't what's happening. I desire a total breakdown in the system and a total revolutionizing of the consciousness of this nation and around the world. I think that enough is enough. I think that in every revolution that you've ever seen, people die. A revolution is Aquarius, all right? And a revolution is built on hope. Pisces in the second place of Aquarius, and Pluto's exalted in Aquarius, and there has to be death. It's the sad thing to say, but it's the truth. And
Pluto's exalted in Aquarius?
In my school of thought, yes. Pluto's exalted in Aquarius, and Orion's exalted in Scorpio. It's called the Hermetic. It's called Hermetic exaltations. Okay. So what that speaks on, is that in order to transform, a true revolution has to come. And we all know that the blood is spilled in a real revolution. But think about the United States' first revolution, okay? People died, and they were able to accomplish what they needed to do. And we have to start to adapt a mentality that we have to die for what we want, or our children and our children's children will be captured in this matrix.
Which is my favorite movie.
The Matrix, yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. Matter of fact, speaking of that movie, I was reading a Hopi prophecy. Kind of sounded like that movie a little bit.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so, talking about a level and people going up underneath and coming back and people, yeah.
It kind of we're presenting Marcus with the red pill right now.
Yeah. I was actually about to go to him and say, do you have any questions, Marcus, that you want to ask his brother for me?
Oh man, I have 1,000, but I think there's so many. I wrote so many notes. But I think it would veer off into too many directions.
Reese, will you come back and answer Marcus's question?
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that? All right. Claudia? Go ahead, Marcus.
You want me to, okay. Let me just throw something out there that I was thinking about as Reese was talking. You know, you mentioned Carl Jung and psychology. You know, he was like that's where modern psychology, you know, really has grown because of, you know, his thoughts and his brain, essentially. And you mentioned that he was, he made a couple statements about astrology, right? And what he thought about it. I told Paul when he introduced this to me that, man, you know, the things that you're telling, about me could change the world. I said, man, you sitting on information that's like, you know, how, I mean, you know, there wouldn't be any violence because people would know how to cope with what's happening, or they'd be, you know, prepared, right? Or they would know, you know, they'd just be aware. You know, you talked about intuition. They'd be, you know, in touch with that. So my question is, you know, how does this connect with psychology in your opinion?
It's funny you should ask that. I have a few students who are psychology majors, and it's helped them out with their thesis, actually. We live in a society where our minds are broken and they need healing.
Yeah. I call it PTSS for Black folks.
So,
post-traumatic slave syndrome.
This will help with that, because knowledge of self starts the path to healing, to knowledge of others, helping to heal others. So if a tornado hits your neighborhood and they come and knock on the door and say, hey, we need your help rebuild the neighborhood, you better say no, because you need to get your house in order first. And you'll never be able to help them fix that neighborhood if your house is not done. And that's where this comes into place to help. This helps you get your house in order, because you can't go out and help other people. You can't heal other people until your house is in order. So this helps you have knowledge of self. This helps you clean up your spirit. This helps you make your temple sacred and all the other sacred parables about the body and being a temple and God within. This allows you to tune to the divine within, okay? Your Christ consciousness, all right?
Yeah, one would argue that the Bible says literally the same thing. Right. I mean, without the religion, I mean, here's the thing. Listen, like I said before, you know, we can't really grasp Christianity, after, let's say, Constantine. right? And what he did, right? He merged Roman paganism with Christianity and birthed this whole thing, right? That we follow today, right? Which I think is a major factor. But prior to that, the writings, that book, has talks about changing all of those different things that you just mentioned. It's about morality. It is about connection with, it's the only thing that I have that I can say that can tell me where I come from. And it gives me some form of hope. And that's obviously comforting. Urine would tell me that the earth is just a cycle, which I agree with. It is a cycle. I do believe history does repeat itself. But then that we're just in a constant loop of just, that's just, a blob of this is just what it is, right? And so, psychologically, that's not enough for me, right? And for me, that word tells me, besides all the mumbo jumbo of the religious stuff, because I'm wholeheartedly against that. And I can go in more depth on that, but what do you think about what I'm saying as far as that word also talks about the very same thing that we're all talking about that is found in astrology.
Let me speak to that real quick.
I want to hear Fabrice too, though, bro. Me and you be talking all the time.
Yeah, but they don't know. Go ahead. Everybody else don't know what we talked about though, bro.
No, I got you. Go ahead.
You know how, Reese, you said you threw the Bible in the trash? Well, I never physically threw it in the trash. I just stopped messing with it. But the deeper I got into astrology, I began to develop a different appreciation for that knowledge, because once you have the knowledge of the stars, you actually know where them stories came from.
And absolutely.
The three wise men following the star, right?
That's why I
three
went back and men. Got a new Bible, King James, but that's why I went back. And I said, once I was accomplished astrologer, I went back and got all those books, the Quran, the Torah. I went back, sure. The Hadith. I went back and got all those things, the Buddhist scrolls.
Why'd you go get them?
Because I realized by throwing them away, I had threw away gems. Now that I was an astrologer, I couldn't really understand them. I couldn't appreciate what is understanding in the mind, the vibration I was on at the time. But since I was on a higher vibration, I can now pick those books up and gain from them the insight and the wisdom that was needed to make me a better person.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.